Finally get you on the couch.
Finally.
You know, let's start with talking about your books. You got so many.
Okay, so three. Mm-hmm. The first one, it was a total fluke, honestly. I did not even think about writing a book. It was just like I was frustrated with people telling me I was pretty for a black girl, honestly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Actually, they would say that?
They would say that, like, to my face.
Well, you
or I would get my eyebrows threaded, and they would be like, so, you know, I just want to tell you, you don't look like, you know, the typical black girl. You know, just weird stuff. And I was overseas. I think I was living in Jerusalem at the time.
Okay, that's when your husband was playing basketball for you?
And I just said, you know what? I'm going to write a book. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, I just really want to get this stuff off my chest. And I published it prematurely. I kind of threw it out there, and it kind of just did its own thing and took off. And then I was like, okay, I like this. I had young girls writing to me, you know, asking me for their advice and all that kind of stuff. And then that brought on book number two. What was book number two? The Miseducation of Love.
Okay.
Where I talked about just like the right way, you know, a man should love you as a young woman. And there's like seven different chapters, mm-hmm. very extreme, like the girl who's seeing her mom being abused by her husband, the woman who's sleeping with married men. And so it's just like an array of different stories, and then I give my spiel on how I feel you should take on that situation. And then my newest book is Position for Royalty, helping one align their life and purpose. And then I'm working on the fourth.
Amazing.
Yeah, don't you have like four, six yourself?
Oh, yeah, six. Uh-huh. You know, and I love the fact that we're both basketball wives.
Right.
But at the same time, we are writers. We're authors. We have so much going on in our lives that a lot of people don't know about. So I was like, oh my God, I get Aisha on my couch.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it. I have a lot of, you know, questions for you. Mm-hmm. I want to pick your brain about, you know, what's it like? How many kids you got?
I have two biological and two steps, so four all together. We're a blended family.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So how's it feel having four kids, being a basketball wife, and having your career, mm-hmm. and you support your husband so amazingly?
Right.
What's that like?
Ooh, girl, it's an adventure.
It is. A good adventure?
It's a good adventure. Adventure. I think I'm enjoying every stage of life.
Uh-huh.
Like early on, I was the housewife, the basketball wife, mom who just sat at home.
Are you a lady that goes through his phones, looks in his pockets?
You know what? Early on in the marriage, yes.
Yeah.
But now, we don't even have each other's passwords at this point.
What, is that normal? Because I don't have my husband's
passwords. I don't.
Once in a while, I say, oh yeah, so you hide your password. He's like, no.
18888888
or whatever it is. And I'm like,
at any given time, if I'm like, Mel, can I use your phone? Or let me see your phone, unlock it. On the spot, he'll do it, and I'm the same, vice versa. But that trust is there, I'm like,
yes.
I don't even give it a thought. But early on, I guess I was just very insecure.
Yeah.
Because we had each other's passwords.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Yes, I used to go through his phone. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But that's been years ago.
How long y'all been married?
14 years.
That's so there it is.
Yeah.
I think after about the ninth year we started real comfortable.
Yeah, I think so. You know? Yeah. It took a while, but now I'm just like, you know what, boy, if that would just be weird.
If you're going somewhere, I mean, what?
Yeah.
I mean, you grew up with him pretty much. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're 14, I'm 24, so we pretty much have.
Exactly.
We raised him. You know, we're gonna make the men they are now. So girl, you get what I raised. I got you get my son.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. But that's so good. Like, what's some of his favorite things he likes?
Like my food, goodness.
Wine,
fashion. He loves God. He's a man of faith, like up and down. Movies.
Okay.
Now he will sneak off and go to that theater without me in a minute.
Yay.
Yeah, he loves the movies. Basketball. All 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
His favorite food, Italian.
Wow.
So my specialty dish is a lasagna.
After being married 10 years, do you think the sex gets better or less or worse?
That's one problem I ain't never had. Okay. And I always hear about, and I have women friends that's been married for a long time, mm-hmm. and they just, you know, are not satisfied or the other day my husband was like, I don't know, maybe because I've been treating him a little different, only because I've been going through a lot
mm-hmm.
personally. And he's like, are you not attracted to me? And I'm like, boy, please, that is not the problem. That's not
You just got a lot on
I
your mind.
I just got a lot on my mind, yeah. Mentally, sometimes emotionally, I'm not available, but like, yes. Sexually, we're good. Like, yes. That's just one department I thank God for when I never had a problem.
See, that's amazing.
And I don't know if that's rare or if it's, I think it get better.
And you know what? I think it has something to do with us having, being writers for one, mm-hmm. and it's a mental thing.
It's
definitely mental. If our mind isn't there as a woman,
right.
You're not going to be into
Absolutely.
It, so they're not going to get the same experience exactly. they would if it was into it as well. I always say sex is a mental game.
It is,
and
right?
If you can stimulate a person's mind,
right.
The rest is going to follow.
Exactly.
If their mind is on something else, it doesn't matter how great you are in bed, it's not going to...
It's not going to work.
There you go.
Yeah, so. I'm totally a Philly... I'm moody. I'm a Cancer. That's my sign.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think I'm just moody and like.
And I'm Leo. So and
yeah,
right on the cusp,
I'm a water sign. So I just have to be emotionally. I don't care if I've been married for 20 years. Like emotionally, we have to be there, and it's gonna be lit. But if we ain't emotionally there,
no, I ain't.
If we're not emotionally there, then it's gonna be okay. But I know it could be up here at all times.
And look, if everything's going good, the
right.
kids is doing good, the house is on clean.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the kids is doing good,
right.
The house is clean, everything's happening. You know, you done did all your errands and to-dos.
Yeah.
Just when things is all aligned.
Exactly.
Isn't it a lot better
it's
to be intimate
better.
And romantic?
Right.
When there's stuff on our mind as women and we're running the house, sometimes I think the guys just have to understand a little bit.
Right.
Like, it might be one of them nights where I'm just really, you know, I'll still be available to you.
Right.
I just might not be available like I would be.
Yeah, it'd be that side. You I'm serious. I'll just ask somebody.
Right.
Do you want to go side?
Like,
right.
Man, I don't want no sympathy.
That's right.
But it's weird. It's not that I love you. It's not sympathy.
Right.
I done stressed myself out. I done need to build
right.
this and stuff. But that we love them to death.
Love
it's just,
them to death.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not that.
It's
but see, guys don't get that. They
no.
do not understand that.
They're on no matter what. Rain or shine, stress or happy.
Right.
Like,
you know, maybe my boobs is sore today, but
right.
that time of the month's coming
yeah.
in 2 weeks. What the? I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you please understand?
Right.
And it's so boring to make appointments. Some people be like, you know what, after about 10 years, do you start making appointments? It's like,
no.
You don't make appointments, but you just gotta be able to read that person. That's why
yeah.
I said communication
mm-hmm.
is important. You know, and that's why I wrote the book, you know, Sexual
mm-hmm.
Relations,
mm-hmm.
A His and Hers Guide to Finding Greater Intimacy. It's not always about sex,
women
it's
need
about
that
communication.
Book. Right.
Girl. And just sitting back being able to talk.
Right.
Sometimes there's a lot on the man's mind as well. And if they have a mate or a partner that they can just say, you know what, I just feel like I'm fucking up right now.
Right.
I feel like I should be doing way more. I just feel like, you know, this weed I'm smoking ain't helping.
Right.
It's just, I'm not feeling like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling like I'm really hitting a head, you know, nail on the head.
Right.
And your partner can say, well, guess what? Why don't you try this? Or, you know, would you like to take a vacation? Or let me rub your feet. You
exactly.
know, by being able to feel comfortable
right.
enough to express themselves with their mate,
mm-hmm.
it makes it that much better. You guys gonna have some bomb ass sex. He's
right.
gonna feel like he was able to
release
vent.
In two different ways.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. And that's why you 14 and I'm 24 because our guys
right.
are getting that pushback that in a good way. You know,
right.
they're getting that stimulation that they need, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, it's not a walk in the park.
No,
if you have to be committed to the commitment
right.
of I'm your wife, you're my husband, and we gonna do this together
yeah.
for better or for worse. No matter what, we ain't always gonna be happy.
Right.
Even happy together, you might just get on my nerves because why you keep wearing that same cologne?
Exactly.
Hey, let's buy some new cologne. You might not even be mad at your mate. It
right.
might be other shit in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But that person has to be able to come up and hug you and say, baby, what's really
good? Right.
You know, or you got that cologne on too. And then later you guys make some popcorn
right.
and watch a movie. That's what committed to the commitment
yeah, exactly.
is that we ain't even talking about breaking
right.
up. And if we do have that conversation, we don't go that next
mm-hmm.
step. So I love talking to wives and people that is committed to their commitment.
Right.
And it's not saying that other people aren't.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a beautiful thing to have that person. That
do you feel like you go through seasons, like mm-hmm. like long seasons, like long periods of time where things is just not good? I mean, like, you're committed and you love each other, but stuff is just like,
you know what? I would say I had that feeling probably twice in
mm-hmm.
my marriage, but it wasn't that it wasn't. Yeah, when you're in it, you think, oh,
right.
my God, this is, what is going on? And
right.
you start feeling insecure. You can't seem to get along, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I always knew And I'd ask him. See, I'm the type, I'm very blunt.
Yeah, me too.
I'm to a fault.
Yeah.
So, do you want to be with me anymore? Yeah, what? What's going on? Is this the end of the road? Where we going?
Right.
And he's like, girl, if you don't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, even if they answer like, that's all the woman needs to know.
Exactly.
I'm still committed to
right.
you. I'm still committed to our relationship. Me and we might have been arguing the last 2 weeks because you want to move to LA and I feel like we need
girl.
To stay our ass in Seattle.
That's, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Oh,
so
well,
have you
been
girl, listen, so have you actually been through a period, and you don't have to be specific, but where you felt like, oh my God, are we gonna make it through this season?
Yeah, like early on, we had probably the worst baby mama drama.
Oh,
because we are a blended family. Mm-hmm. And actually, I love her to death. Like, we're good, good now, but it took years to get there, and it was a lot of backstory to that, but it was just, you know, you don't get a manual to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of feelings were involved, and it was just really, really, really bad.
Wow.
And every day, every year, I'm like, why am I still here? Like, how am I doing this?
Yeah.
But we made it through on the other side, but yeah, it was a lot of those moments.
You know what, that's amazing
mm-hmm.
to hear. Blended family, being able to have togetherness, being able
right.
to work through whatever. That's like, she gained another family, and you got another
absolutely.
Family. Beautiful.
I think we were like a hit and miss. I think she was there at one point, I wasn't there. I was there, she wasn't there, he wasn't there. It was just like it was just a mess. But it's good. We came out on the other side.
And I know it makes him smile to know that the women that, you know, this is the mother of my children
right.
from before, but this is my wife, this is my queen,
right.
and that they can get along.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that's a beautiful
for
thing
sure.
for him.
Yeah.
And he feels like, wow. So
yeah.
I mean, you pretty much are a diamond spark.